Today on episode number 380 of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements, which you can find at schoolofpodcasting.com/380, we've got a cool shock mount slash pop filter for thinner microphones like the Shure SM58 or the Audio-Technica 2100. We have a great Because of My Podcast story, a last five and five. I've got a solution for those of you on a PC that are going to be recording Skype interviews, and it actually works post-December 2013. We've got some lessons from the podcast awards and things you can do to help grow your audience. And today we're going to talk about the courage to podcast. And I got to tell you, this is future Dave, right? I've already recorded that stuff. And I got to tell you, I use a lot of stories in this episode. And to a certain extent, the spot on courage, yes, I'm talking about podcasting, but I really think it applies to really just anything you do in your life. So it's a little more cerebral, a little more thinking today in the School of Podcasting, but I think you'll still enjoy it. I added some fun enhancements to the podcast today, I think you'll find. And in the end, I think you'll agree with me that we all have something to say.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so much for tuning in. I really appreciate it. If you're new to the show, welcome aboard. This is where we flatten the learning curve of podcasting as I bring my 15 plus years of technical training to the microphone. We talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to recording, producing, monetizing, all points in between. Everything you need, by the way, for a podcast, you can find in one place. That is schoolofpodcasting.com. And if you'd like to join in on the conversation, I would love to have you. I am so pumped up right now. I just got done with my Start a Podcast in 6 Weeks class. The latest version of that is kicked off, and I'm sorry if I'm a little excited here. It's just fun. It's just really fun, and I would love to have a conversation with you. You can get your voice. You're going to hear a voice. You're going to hear Steve Ferris here in a second. But call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. If you want to record something and email it to me, that's what Steve did. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. You can leave a comment on the blog. That is always appreciated. And I got a lot of comments from people about the length of the show. Still chiming in on that. And I appreciate that. And a lot of good praise, a lot of good feedback. So it's always good to hear from people. But I do like to start off the show with some sort of podcast success or news or things like that. We do have some news later. We're going to be talking about the whole Skype issue. I've got a solution for that. But let's hear from Steve Ferris. He's got a great example. This is a guy that does ebooks for children, and he's using a podcast to promote those. And just, well, here, check this out.
Hi, Dave. This is Steve from the Rad Daddy Family Drive, a children's podcast where I make wild songs and stories for families to enjoy when they're on the road together. My story is a year and a half ago, I was a graphic designer in a small print shop, just dreaming about making children's programming. And because of my podcast, I'm a lot closer to pulling that dream out of the clouds. I launched my show at the end of August, and the goal was to create a quality and one-of-a-kind show for children. And it must have caught someone's attention, because soon after I launched, I was placed on the new and notable section for all iTunes podcasts and the genres family, children, and music. And so here I am now, 2 months later. I've reached families in 122 different nations. I've made some really great working relationships, and I finally got people checking out my children's ebooks, all with a podcast. And you can find me, my podcast, my books, and art over at raddaddybooks.com. Thank you, Dave, for everything you've given us.
Thank you very much. And again, you can find Steve over at raddaddybooks.com. Very, 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 very cool. But here's, again, we're going to talk about courage today a little bit. And, you know, here was somebody who knew where he wanted to go, but have fun getting on TV for children's programming. Do you hear any children's programming on the radio? I don't. I've never heard any on the actual radio here. But via podcasting, he's reaching a global audience. How cool is that? When I did the survey a couple weeks back and I was asking people, what do you like about the show? What's like your favorite segments and things? One of the things that came up was, I like it when you talk about gear. I think we all like gear. How can I sound better? Things like that. And so the microphone I always recommend is the Audio-Technica 2100. And you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/2100. And it's like a $35 microphone. Sounds phenomenal. We've talked about that in the past. It's XLR, it's USB. It is really the, and it used to be like the good starter podcast microphone. It's actually a good finisher. It's a great microphone. But the thing is, the microphone I'm using right now is an Electro Voice RE320. And it's about, as I grab it, I don't know, 2 inches around. The AT2100 is about an inch around. And so finding a shock mount, and you're like, shock mount, what is that? It is basically a harness for your microphone that, for lack of a better phrase, has it floating in air. So if I accidentally bump the microphone, here, let me move this around a bit. Now here, it's hitting the windscreen, but yeah. Now here, my, yeah. Nice. If your arm has a squeak to it, it kind of defeats the purpose. But basically, it's stopping the noise. I can actually move the mic a little bit. So the shock mount doesn't pick up the vibrations from the actual mic stand. And this one from Okiba. And it's fun to just say Okiba. Go ahead. You can do it. I'll wait. See? Told you. Okeba. It is a shock mount. As well as, but wait, there's more, a metal windscreen pop filter. Now, a pop filter is this little thing you stick between you and your microphone so that when you say things like Peter Piper pick a peck a peep pa peep pa, yeah, it doesn't sound horrible. Those are called plosives, and that's why I keep getting a couple here today. I'm actually speaking kind of across the microphone, but this is pretty cool, and you ready for this? It's a whopping $12. So, I have, if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon, I have basically a list of my either equipment that I use or equipment that I know other people use. And if you click on shock mounts, you will see that there are shock mounts there for like the Electro Voice RE320 and the Heil PR40, but you also see the Okiba studio condenser mic microphone shock mount with metal wind screen pop filter mask shield for recording. That is a mighty long name for a product. But you can check that out. And the good news is I've already ordered mine. I was hoping to be able to give you a review of it. It's kind of like Christmas here in the middle of November. I'm waiting for UPS to deliver it. But as soon as I do, I will give you an official review. But it's kind of hard to mess up a shock mount. And this looks really pretty good. But of course, how many people take a picture of their product that go, look, it's cheap and crappy? But if you want to check that out, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Okiba. That's O-K-E-B-A.
And now it's time for a last 5 and 5. What were the last 5 podcasts you listened to?
Hi, Dave. John O'Rourke here. I thought I would also remember to dump you a last 5 and 5. Last 5 podcasts I've listened to. Been the No Agenda Show, very popular news commentary. Manfred in the Kitchen podcast. It's a great podcast if you like cooking shows, and he does a great job with his humor, a lot of Francophone humor for you Canadians. You thoroughly enjoy that. Listen to DH Unplugged, a show on basically financial. And then I listen to the podcast review show, which happens to be one of yours, I believe. And then finally, I have been listening to the weekly web tools. So there's my last 5 and 5. So have fun.
Bye. And there you go. Thank you, John. Of course, that is John Overall from WPMedic.ca, as well as the WordPress Plugins A to Z podcast. Thanks so much for that. If you've got one, it's just called the last 5 and 5. Not so much what are your favorite 5 podcasts, but what were the last 5 that you listened to? If you can explain that in less than 5 minutes and kind of do what John did, give a little explanation of what the podcast is about. If you know their website, that's always helpful too. And everything that John mentioned will be out out in the show notes. And of course, you can find that at schoolofpodcasting.com/380. All right, I want to tell you about a really frightening experience that I had last Sunday night. I had been out with my family. I think I was out with my wife. And I said, hey, you know, 9 o'clock tonight, we're going to see if I've been nominated for a podcast award. That'll be fun. Well, we got home later and she said, hey, it's after 9 o'clock. See if you've been nominated. Well, I tuned in to catch the very end of Todd's announcement. So I missed all the announcements, but they hadn't changed the page to where I could see if I was nominated. And I really started to get kind of antsy. And I'm like, hey, who's in what category? Blah, blah, blah. And couldn't really get anybody's attention. And I just kept hearing, congratulations to Daniel, which is my buddy Daniel J. Lewis over at the Audacity to Podcast. And apparently he was like the Mariah Carey of the nominations, just walking away with multiple nominations. And congratulations to him. That's very, very cool. And I waited, and finally Todd was like, hey, just refresh your screen. And so I went down to the page and I looked in the technology field, and there it was, the Audacity to Podcast. Great. And then, wow, no School of Podcasting. Wow, okay. And I went over and looked in the religion and inspirational. There it was, Feeding My Faith. Hey, cool. Yay! Awesome. But I was kind of like, really? I really expected the School of Podcasting. I really thought if I had a chance, that would have been the one. And I was kind of like, well, kudos to Daniel. At least somebody I know got in. That's great. That's awesome. Right? But I was a little like, all right, better luck next year. And I had to sit there and think a second.
Why had I podcasting again?
I had, we had the Start of Podcasting in 6 Weeks class started today. And that's the question they have to answer. Why do you want a podcast? And I had to sit back and think, why am I doing this? Is it so I can put an award on my windowsill? No. It would be nice, but that's not really what I got into it. And then later in the week, I had a really, you want to talk about a good day in the Jackson household. I had somebody call me just out of the blue, and I just happened to pick up the phone, and it was somebody who wanted to take their podcast to the next level. And I said, great, tell me about your podcast. Well, we're on Blog Talk Radio. I go, okay, stop right there. You want to take your podcast to the next level? Get off of Blog Talk Radio. And I went through the 11 reasons why you shouldn't be on Blog Talk Radio. I'll put a link to that one out at the show notes. And I said, are you on the $40 a month plan? He said, yes. I said, I can save you at least $17 a month. He said, ooh, you have my attention. And I went through and I explained the Quick Start program and how if you sign up through my affiliate link, I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. I set up your WordPress site. You provide the graphics. I put on the plugins. All you do is buy hosting and you get all this free stuff. And he's like, wow, awesome. And at the end of the phone call, he asked me a couple questions. And I was like, yep, you can do that. Can I do this? Yes, you can, because you're in control now. Can I do this? Yes, you can. And he said, wow, David, I got to tell you, you are going to help me make my dream come true. I've wanted to do this, and now I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it right. Thank you so much. You're helping me achieve my dream. And I got to tell you, I could hear the smile through the phone, and that made me smile really, really big. And so that's why I'm in podcasting. But there I was Sunday night. And I was sitting there, and I know 2 years ago, I kind of said, hey, if you feel like nominating me, yeah, go ahead, be great. And I was nominated for my Julian Michaels podcast, but the School of Podcasting wasn't. But this year, I kind of said, hey, I wouldn't mind being nominated. Let's try this nomination thing, right? And I knew when I asked you to nominate me that you would, but then I thought, well, what if you were busy? You know, because we're all busy, and maybe not everybody that listened did. I mean, I'm sure you did. And for that, I deeply, deeply thank you. But what if, right? And I thought about this, that as I sat there on the couch, that what I had done by asking people to nominate me was kind of courageous. Some might say egotistical, but courageous, because what happens if I didn't? And I was facing that fact that, guess what? You did a YouTube video, you did the Twitter thing, you did the newsletter thing, and guess what? You came up with a goose egg. And I was like, wow, I'm going to look really stupid. And I thought about it. We all know the number one fear is speaking in public. That's why when you first start out your podcast, you don't get a lot of comments. Why? Because people, especially if you say, and I'll play it on the show. Well, not everybody is into having their stuff on the podcast. But once they listen to you for a while, now it's not so much speaking in public. They're just speaking to you. And it's just a conversation, right? So anytime you have the ability or you have the opportunity to grow, it takes courage to grow. I see this as a teacher, right? I teach adults primarily. I teach them technology. I teach them Microsoft Office. I teach them all sorts of stuff, right? But I will get that occasional student who, when I was doing my student teaching at a college, I remember there was this one kid that did not apply himself, slept through class, never studied, and flunked his way through the class. And when I handed him back a test, he was like, that's all right, I didn't even study for it. I knew I was going to fail it. That would have taken courage. That would have taken discipline. That would have taken time and commitment. And what happens if you put in the time, if you put in the determination and the commitment, and you still get a D? When I was in college, I had to take 5 years of math. My original degree was in engineering before I got my degree in education. And I remember I had to take a math class at night. It was like 6 hours of math, and the teacher just would go a mile a minute. And to make a long story short, for the first time in my life ever, I got a D. And it freaked me out. I dropped out of school for a half a year before I figured out that I wasn't going to get the degree, slinging burgers, which is what I was doing to get through school. I had to find the courage to go back, and I had to take the class again, and luckily I got a different teacher, but I ended up getting a decent grade in that. But that took courage. And I think it all comes down to, we don't want to look stupid. That's why people hate speaking in public, right? We don't want to look stupid. And so there I was, looking at the podcast awards, and I'm going, oh man, I look really stupid. And then I had to step back and go, okay, well, you know what? Maybe this isn't why I do podcasting. And I said, let's see how many of my friends were nominated. And I went to the top and I saw beyond the to-do list. I'm like, cool, Eric Fisher's cool. I saw where Daniel J. Lewis was up for best produced. And, Elsie is up in fitness and all these other stuff. Charles McFall. And that's where things were cool. All of a sudden, I went to the general category. And I had forgotten that I didn't ask you to nominate this podcast I thought I'd asked you to nominate me in the technical one, but I remember now thinking, oh, you know what? I remember Leo Laporte, like one of the kings of podcasting, said he should submit his podcast for an award. And I know Leo was going to be in the technology category. And I looked and I thought, general, yeah, this is kind of a technical, but it is kind of a general podcast. I think it fits. Why don't you guys nominate me there? And there I was. And so for that, in the immortal words of ZZ Top, you didn't have to love me, but you did, and I thank you. But it did make me realize that without even knowing it, I had done something I feel was kind of courageous. You put your neck out there. And if you think about it here, we're going to wrap this up, because I realize you might go, what does it have to do with podcasting? It has to do with the fact that to start a podcast, you have to be somewhat courageous. You have something to say. I believe that we all have love in us. We should give it away. I think you got something to say. But if you think about it, everything that you've done that you could have had just enormous ramifications, right? Driving, the first time you get behind a wheel, you're a little nervous, right? You're a little scared. You don't want to hit anybody, don't want to kill anybody. But you learn, you put in the time, you put in the dedication, you learn the rules and you do it right. And you get to join a community of people that can drive. And oh my gosh, I remember, you ready for this? I came home after passing my driving test. And, you know, I'm with my mom because she had to drive me there to do it. And I come in the house and I'm like, hey, cool, wow, look at the license. And I'm showing my sister and everything like that. And my mom said, good, yeah, go get me some milk. And I remember thinking, Mom, you don't realize I didn't get the license to, like, go get milk. I'm going to go cruise for chicks and be cool and listen to the stereo loud. And she was like, no, we need milk for dinner. So, but I got the benefit of that, right? Think about having a baby. And there are words as a male that you want to talk about courage. If you've ever heard a woman say, I'm 3 weeks late, wow, is that a scary, scary proposition? Having a baby is a very, even if you planned it, it's a very scary thing because that thing is going to come in and just take over. But think about it. I don't personally have any children of my quote own, right? I do not share DNA with anyone besides obviously my brother and my mom and my dad. But I have stepchildren that I love dearly. But if you think about it, if you're a parent, that's a scary proposition. But I've heard parents say over and over and over, there is nothing, there are no rewards like the rewards of being a parent. And I can only somewhat comprehend that because I'm very proud of all of my stepchildren. They're doing awesome. They're phenomenal kids. And if I have anything to do with that, and between you and me, I don't. But I want to take some credit. That's really, really cool. But think about how scary that is, right? When for me, there are times when I have to teach a new class, a new subject. So I've got to study the books. I've got to use the software. I've got to do whatever it was. And then guess what? Next week, you're teaching the class. And I'm always thinking, what if the students want me to go outside of the bounds? What if they're going to ask me questions and I might look stupid? But you know what? I put in the time. I put in the dedication. I learn how to do it right. And you know what? I teach the class and the students are fine. And if they ask a question I don't know, you know what I say? I don't know. Hold on. Let me find out. And I learn and I grow. And I learn and I grow. And I'm sure when I become a grandparent, I've never changed the diaper. Between you and me, never changed the diaper, right? I'm the baby of the family. Didn't have any kids. I am somebody somewhere. I'm going to bust my diaper virginity here. And that's going to be kind of scary because I've heard stories about what happens when you change a diaper, right? I'm going to put on my goggles, maybe a mask of some sort. But my bottom line is, if you're afraid to do a podcast because you're not sure if you're going to look stupid. I've looked stupid numerous times in my life and I'm not done yet. But what doesn't kill you only makes you stronger. And I'm telling you, I know you have something to say. I know there are people that want to hear it. I said it in 2005. I believe podcasting is going to change the world one download at a time. Because you can inspire somebody, you can help somebody, you can educate somebody, you can entertain someone. And I think you can do it. So if you're afraid, don't be afraid to look stupid. Instead, look at it as an opportunity for growth. What's interesting, and then I'm going to shut up. I'm noticing a trend here. And that is in my live classes, my Start Podcasting in 6 weeks, which you can find at howtopodcast.com. I'm getting more people. They're retired. They've got a lot of experience. They got a lot of knowledge. And they got a lot of things to say. And they're starting to podcast. Now, there are those that might say, well, you know, if you're pushing 60, you're not a technical person. And I had somebody on the phone this week. And when I explained it to them, and I explained how iTunes works, and you just do this and you do a blog post and you upload it and you hit send and he goes, okay, well, but then what? I go, that's it. And he goes, but do I have to do that? No, you just do that, hit publish, good. No, seriously, there's got to be more to that. No, that's it. Just lather, rinse, repeat. Now do that again and again and again. Do it on a regular schedule. You can do this. So don't be afraid, because I believe you have the courage to be a podcaster. And I'm telling you, in the same way that somebody who has kids will look at the person who's afraid to get their wife pregnant, will say, no, I'm telling you, it's the best thing I ever did. Yes, it's a lot of responsibility. Yes, it's a lot of work. And yes, it's a lot of pain. Yes, there's a lot of learning to do, but it's worth it. And I'm here to tell you, as somebody who has been podcasting for almost 9 years now, it's worth it. If you'll ever get it back, but the whole wide world is waiting for, waiting for you to step out that door. Come on and let your life be heard today. You got something to say. If you're living, if you're breathing, you got something to say. Up, I talked about the podcast awards at the beginning of the show. Want to let you know that Todd Cochran, the man behind Blueberry and Podcast Connect and Raw Voice, he came down from the mountain to kind of do his state of podcasting, which is where he looks at across. He has a vast view of many, many different podcasts because, of course, of Blueberry stats. And he kind of said, here's what's going on, here's what's good, and here's what's bad. So I'm going to kind of summarize this. The one thing I want to point out is that I realize some of you may be saying, well, I do feel stupid because I didn't get a podcast award nomination. Well, don't. Number one, there's always next year. And one of the things I did this year about May is I actually put some of my podcast on a like a once a month kind of basis. And I really spent more time on content for this podcast because I was like, you know, content is king. Let's prove that. And it really has. I've seen my numbers go up. I've had a lot more interaction. I think I'm providing better content, so I'm getting more of a connection with people. So one of the things I want to point out is how they, kind of their grading scale, what will get you into that. And it's not all about nominations. It's the number of nominations. Now that is 40%, but also 15% quality of website, quality of sound. So if you're on Blog Talk Radio, you're starting at 85%. Quality of podcast, because if you listen to the new media show, the episode, they interviewed the guy from Spreaker, and Todd was kind of giving he's giving you a little behind the scenes of looking at these stats, and he basically says he cannot listen to shows on Blog Talk Radio. He's about the, I don't know, one millionth person I've heard say that. And then the quality of podcast delivery of the show is 10%. So if you're on archive.org and it takes an hour to download your show, yeah, you might want to think about, I don't know, ponying up $7 a month and going with Libsyn. The relevance of your content. So if you spend the first 17 minutes of your podcast that's supposed to be about growing a new fern, about your time at the Bob Seger concert, you might lose 20% of your grade. Get to the point. So that's some of the grading that went on. But there are other things that they kind of talked about. Now, some things are really, really good. Like one of the tutorials I just put in at the School of Podcasting is how to move away from FeedBurner. And last year, 71% were using FeedBurner. And that is down to 31%. So if you were a person running to FeedBurner, basically, you know, double the people walking towards it are walking away from it. So again, just for the record, it hasn't been updated in forever. It's heavily rumored to be dead service walking because Google, just every time you turn around, they killed iGoogle, right? There's another service that Google is shutting down. And so that's why I don't recommend it. And there's just better alternatives like the PowerPress plugin. Now, if you wonder about this, the 51% of podcasters publish weekly, but shows publishing less frequency than one per week grow 69% slower than weekly shows, and 44% publish more than once a week. Now, one of the stats that really jumped out at me that I was like, whoa, that's an easy one to fix. 82% have less than one paragraph of show notes for their past five podcast episodes. And depending on who you talk to, the right length for a blog post. Now, I believe it's Yoast from WordPress SEO says you need at least 300 words. That's like the minimum. According to IncomeDiary.com, your goal with each and every blog post is to create the ultimate resource for that particular keyword. And 2,000 word blog post is a good rule of thumb. According to Kyle Chowning, he says, let's look at what the experts are doing. Michael Hyatt, who I'm a huge fan of his book, Platform. If you've never read that one, oh my goodness. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/Amazon, buy that book. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/audibletrial, get that book for free. Phenomenal, phenomenal book. Every time I've read that book like almost three times now. And I just keep, anyway, I'm taking a complete tangent. When I hear Michael Hyatt, I get giddy. He's actually going to be at the New Media Expo. But anyway, Michael Hyatt, back to the main point here, 862 words a post. Copyblogger, one of the websites about blogging, 1,124. Seth Godin, who's famous for having, quote, short blog posts, 193 words. Goins Writer, another expert, 667. Pro Blogger, 712 words per post. Now, when you average that list of Michael Hyatt, Copy Blogger, Seth Godin, Goins Writer, and Pro Blogger, it's 712 words a post. I've been saying at least 300. So you got to do more than the 27 that you're doing. So I went back and looked at the word count for my last blog post, and I pasted it here into Word. 1,037 words. Now, that's for an hour-long podcast. I realize if you do a 20-minute podcast, you're like, what am I going to do, transcribe it? You can. There are services that do that. But the bottom line is you got to do more than the 27 words that you have been doing. The other thing that people are doing that they're missing the boat on, especially if you have a business podcast. I talked last week about the software and you need a budget. Good old YNAB. And if you want to check it out, I can give you $6 off. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/YNAB and you can try it for 34 days free. But I went over, because their podcast is what led me to buy the software. And you go over and they've got this easy to understand. They have free classes. They have awesome support. There's no mention at all of their podcast on their website. They have about the team, press room. Now they have a blog, so you can go to a blog. I forget how I discovered they had a podcast. I think I've actually asked the owner of YNAB to come on the show. But if I go to their blog, they have all sorts of tips about financing and things like that. But unless you know they have a podcast, you're not going to find it on their website. Now, here's the sad thing. When I went to their website, one of the episodes was Behind the Scenes of YNAB. Again, that stands for youneedabudget.com. And when I listened to it and heard the personal attention that they put on customer service and how they interact with their customers and how they build the company and their philosophy, I really connected. Here we go again. I connected. They built a relationship with me as a listener. I listened to two more episodes, instantly bought the software. Now, I'd been trying it, but it's a shame that there's nothing on their website about their podcast. And I don't think people realize, from a business standpoint, people can come and click on that and start listening instantly and start building that connection. They can start to get to know you. We heard earlier this year when I interviewed Jason Hartman, too many Jasons, and of speakingofwealth.com. And he said he attributes $10 million of his real estate income to his podcast because people are calling up and they're already informed about what to do. They basically are eliminating cold calling. And that is something that a lot of people are doing. They're burying their podcast. And I realize that there are certain themes that don't show the PowerPress player. You can go into the settings and say, show this even if it's in the shorter version of the blog post, not the full one. You know, you can do that. You can actually, there's a short code. And if you put in left bracket, now that is, if you're on near a keyboard, it's the row above it and then two doors to the left from enter. You'll see a left and right bracket. It's the lowercase one. And just put the word PowerPress. Wherever you type that in your post, you will see that show up. So that was something that I was like, wow, people are just making it hard. They've got all the you know, 71% or 77% have a Facebook, you know, they have Stitcher and things like that, but they're not putting any content on their website. And then when people come to their website, there's no easy way to play. And I found that confusing. I mean, think about it. What if you went into a Walmart? You went into some sort of big store and they made it super easy to go through the front door and they put out flyers that said, sale, sale, come here, come to the store, come to the store, great. And they get there and you can't find a cash register anywhere. You're like, I want to check out. I want to, hello? Is there, no, I don't know. Okay, I can't find it. I'm digging and digging. You're missing it, right? Something else that's easy to fix. He says that 23% have invalid RSS feeds. And he said one of the biggest culprits for this is SoundCloud. Now, I've talked about SoundCloud in the past, their kind of podcast program. They asked me to be a beta tester. I looked at it and went, a little overpriced. Your stats are nowhere near Libsyn or Blueberry. Libsyn is Libsyn.com. Blueberry, Blubry.com. Nowhere near it, and you price too much. Yes, they have a player that people can comment on. If I was a music podcast, I would think about posting my music there, but I would still be using an actual media host. And for me personally, I see a lot of illegal stuff on SoundCloud where people are playing unsanctioned music. And I get worried about that. The other thing is that will make your feed invalid. If you type your show notes in Microsoft Word and then copy and paste them, even if you use the button that says copy from Microsoft Word, no. What I do, here's a novel idea. Type your show notes in WordPress so you don't have to recopy and paste and things like that. That makes things easy. You can access that from anywhere because it's web-based. And you don't have to worry about that. Now, if you've done them in Word or for whatever reason, maybe you have the information already in Word, paste it into Notepad. Not WordPad, Notepad. That is a text editor. And I'm not sure what the text editor would be on a Mac. But that is an easy one as well, typically. And also, there's a website, feedvalidator.org. You always want to use this before submitting your podcast to iTunes. And it's not a bad idea to just check it after every podcast, especially if you're doing things like embedding videos or any kind of just out of the ordinary stuff, definitely go over after you've posted it, go to feedvalidator.org, put in your podcast feed, paste it there, and see if it's still valid. Now, it may have errors, but as long as it says this is a valid feed, you're good to go. And I realize that's kind of technical. If you're not sure what it means or if you have questions about that, just email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. We do have videos at the School of Podcasting that explain, you know, how to list your podcast in iTunes. And so you do that once, by the way, and then iTunes just keeps looking at it. So I'll have everything that Todd talked about. And there are interesting things here. Just as I go down the link here, you know, 83 do have a link that's findable to iTunes. 95% of them have their own .com. That's what I always say, you know, come across professional. 92% are using WordPress. 71% publish audio. This was interesting. 15% do video. 32% are blogging as well as podcasting. And then 29% are creating audio, video, and blog posts. And he said, if you're doing the trifecta, right, if you're doing the audio, video, and blog content, you're more than likely to grow 42% faster than shows that do just audio or just video. So when we talk about blog posts again, that's why are they growing? What's let's just do the logical operation here. One podcast just does audio, one just does video, one does, you know, basically those plus a blog. And all a blog is, it's a podcast episode without media, right? It's just you texting something. And again, should be probably around 700 words, according to that one website. So the thing that's different here is the blog. And why do you get more traffic? Why do you get more downloads? Why are you growing faster? Because you're attracting Google, because you're attracting Bing and all the other search engines. So that's something, when I saw that, I'm like, yeah, that's one that I could probably do. You know, it doesn't, you may not be a big writer, but it's one of those things, the more you do it, the better you get at it. So I will have links out in the show notes for everything about this. Now, Blueberry tracks over 17,000 podcast stats. They had 4,400 podcasts nominated. And when they looked at their stats, they said that podcasts with more than 10 episodes could look at their stats and were found in 126 countries. That's a global audience, 126 countries. That's amazing. So also heard on over 100 different devices. So there are some things that you can do. You know, we always say that one of the things you can do is without completely just trying to rip somebody off, look at the characteristics, look at the strategies that people are doing and try to implement those in your efforts to grow your audience, to be found, to establish that relationship. And while I'm here, speaking of the podcast award, since I am up for a nomination, I would deeply, deeply appreciate it. From now through November 15th, you can vote for me in the general category, as well as in the religion and inspiration. And I'm going to go over here. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards, I'm going to do this right now as well. There's actually a video that will walk you through how to go through the voting process. It takes all of about, I don't know, a minute, if that. And I went through and looked for my friends. Now, there are some categories I just don't know anybody. There are other categories that are really hard. Like the business category, I know like everybody. And so to pick one, it's like, but obviously, if you could, podcastawards.com, vote for School of Podcasting in general category, Feeding My Faith in the Religion and Inspiration, The Audacity to Podcast in the technical category. That's my friend Daniel J. Lewis. People's Choice Award. This was a toughie. But I say Adam Curry, you know, the guy that helped invent podcasting. Let's vote for him. iPad Today, Jeffrey over there for Best Video Category. The Ramen Noodle in the Comedy Category. No Agenda in Politics. Again, let's just keep voting Adam Curry up until the man gets an award. Best Produced, again, my buddy Daniel. Like I said, he was Mariah Carey. Every time you turn around, they're handing him a nomination. For those of you that remember the 80s, and Mariah Carey, she won like 5 Grammys one year. It was nuts. But so The Ramen Noodle in the comic category, No Agenda Politics, Best Produced, Once Upon a Time, that's again Daniel. Beyond the To-Do List, Eric Fisher, great guy. Met him at a couple different expos. Never really had a long chat with him, but he seems like a really great guy. Here's one. I met these guys in 2005 at the very first New Media Expo, and it's Feast of Fun. Now, I don't listen to any gay, lesbian, whatever BT stands for, bi and transgendered. Is that what that is? But those guys were a lot of fun to hang out with. So Feast of Fun, if you feel so inclined. Coverville, Brian Ebbett has been on the show for PodSafe Music category. Who Day Weekly, my buddy Nick. We got to get him in there. Get another good Ohio boy. Amateur Traveler in the travel category. Chris Christensen. I got to have Chris back on the show. I keep seeing some of the things that he is doing for just his podcast and ways he's got it going on. A couple other ones that I need to add to my website here. Again, because you can see these at schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards. is under food and drink, Mommy's Cocktail Hour. And you, this is one I reviewed, but it's kind of friends of the show. Help that one. And I have no idea anybody else in that one. And then under health and fitness, I am pretty sure that Elsie from the feed is the one at Elsie Yoga Kula, K-U-L-A. And she does a great job on the feed for Libsyn. And I would assume then that she does a great, I never understand yoga. Anytime I see it, it's always kind of like this. Yeah, that's hers. Elsie Yoga Kula. It's always like double dog down, swamp tree blowing in the wind. And then they go and now go to the, curling bunny. Okay, great. Now go to the tin pan handle. And I'm like, what? And I'm missing it. And I'm like, I can't keep up with that. But, she's a sweetie. She's kind of the, she reminds me of kind of like Betty Rubble with that funny little giggle on the feed. I love to hear her giggle. I love her voice, period. But she has just a fun little personality that comes through on the feed. And kudos to her for being award in the fitness area. So those were a couple ones that I wanted to add. And again, you know, Feeding My Faith and Religion and Inspiration and School of Podcasting in the general will be deeply appreciated. Who knows? Maybe we'll win. Maybe we won't. But it'll be fun. If you're going to be there, it sounds like they're going to have this whole gala with, red carpet and blah, 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 and paparazzi. That'll be fun. And if you're going to the New Media Expo, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/NMX. And that will take you over there to where you can order your tickets. And it should be fun. Should be a good time. So thank you in advance to anybody who votes. You can actually sign up if you go to schoolpodcasting.com/podcast awards. You can sign up for a newsletter, and I will remind you every day to vote via email. And that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. Again, what did we learn today? Well, we heard from Steve Ferris about the great stuff he's doing over there and his Because of My Podcast story. We got a last 5 and 5 from John over at WPMedic.ca. We learned about a great windscreen / shock mount that you can use with a skinnier microphone like a Shure SM58. Or with my favorite microphone, the Audio-Technica 2100. We learned about having the courage to podcast and the fact that you've done other things in the past that maybe were a little frightening but had great rewards. And I'm telling you, you're going to have the same thing from podcasting. And then we talked about some of the things that we learned from Todd from the Podcast Awards and from Blueberry, things you can do to help grow your audience and get found. Now, everything I talked about today, you can find out at our website, schoolofpodcasting.com/380. And if you're looking to start a podcast, again, I know you've got something to say, and I'm here to help you along the way, answer your questions, flatten the learning curve. You can go out, click on the Join Now button, go through the self-paced tutorials, and along the way, again, I'll be helping you out. If you don't have a website yet, we can do what I call the Quick Start Plan, where basically all you do, I just had somebody ask me this question. You spend, let's say, $8 for the first month on web hosting. I earn a huge commission for that. So what I do is my way of saying thank you is I give you a free month at the School of Podcasting. I go in, I will set up your WordPress website. I will install the plugins. Now, obviously, you're going to need to do the graphics and the themes and things like that in the content, but the actual structure is set up and ready to go. And of course, with the month at School of Podcasting, you'll be able to watch the tutorials on WordPress and just basically take over your WordPress. And again, I'll be there to answer your questions along the way. So if you would rather have one-on-one consulting, that's also available out there as well. The podcasting in 6 weeks, that class is already started here. That was the last one for the year. We will be doing one in January. And if you're interested in signing up for that, just send me an email, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, where also you can send any questions you might have. If you've got a microphone on your computer, you can go out to the website. We've got a button there on the side of the screen. You can click on that and leave your messages. You can also call them in via podcastvoicemail.com. It's 888-563-3228. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks again for everyone. If you can remember, go out to podcastawards.com every day from now through the 15th of November, 2013, and vote for the School of Podcasting in the general category and the Feeding My Faith podcast in the Religion and Inspiration. And I'll be reminding you of that via Twitter, where you can find me at learntopodcast.com, as well as if you go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/podcast awards, you can sign up for the newsletter and you'll get a daily reminder that way. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let me remind you that it is time to live a life worth podcasting about, and I know you got something to say. So I will see you on the inside. Thanks so much for tuning in. Take care. Class dismissed, and God bless. Hey, and did I mention when I was playing that song by the artist Matthew West, who you can find at MatthewWest.com? The song was called Something to Say from the album Something to Say. Actually, one of my favorite, probably top 20 albums that I own, period. Did I say MatthewWest.com? Yes, really great guy if you want to check him out. And also, I should probably mention that I really love the guitar tone on the opening couple chords there, and the gang vocals on the chorus were phenomenal. And is this me commenting on the song so I can claim fair use later? Maybe. But on the other hand, go to MatthewWest.com, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/380, and I'll have links where you can buy this song. And I say buy the whole album, so you get the bonus tracks and you can hear the acoustic version of this tune. Thanks, Matthew. Now, go say something.
Listen up, I got a question here. Would anybody miss you if you disappeared? Well, your life is the song that you sing, and the whole wide world is listening.